It was hard to get to sleep. Every night, for 3 nights, we listened to the slow beat of an African jungle drum and the piercing screams of the people as the night was shattered by the terrifying sound of the African death wail. A woman had died giving birth, and those nearest her gathered night after night to scream for hours. As we listened to this sound we had never heard before, we could detect the horror that held them, the hopelessness, the agony of spirit, the fears that Satan whispered to their lost souls. We were aware in a new and powerful way of the hate, the cruelty, and the delight that Satan displays in tormenting those who belong to him. His foul, ugly personality came through loud and clear in the din of the death wail that kept us tossing in our beds, unable to sleep. As I listened, I was reminded of the passage of Scripture that records the visit of the Lord Jesus Christ to the country of the Gadarenes. Mark 5:2 tells us, "And when he had come out of the boat, immediately a man from the tombs with an unclean spirit met him. And constantly, night and day, among the tombs and in the mountains, he was crying out and gashing himself with stones." All those who lived near this man had concluded there was only one solution. They must bind him with chains. Christian, I have heard those cries and was reminded that the devil is a hard taskmaster. And what did Jesus say about it? He took one look at the man and knew those who said he must be bound were wrong. In fact, what he needed was to be set free. He was right, of course, and that's what the world needs today. Satan has our world bound in sin, and Jesus is the only one who can deliver them. While they cry out in hopeless despair, Jesus has set us on a mission of deliverance. He has called us to himself and then sends us out into the world with the message of hope found only in the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ that can deliver anyone, anytime, anywhere. Will you pray for a friend today who needs deliverance? For the Navigators, I'm Leroy Imes.